I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Palestinian officials report dozens of people were killed in Israeli strikes across Gaza Tuesday, while Israeli forces in the north battled Hamas-led fighters. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones has more.
Israel's forces tightened their siege around Jabalia in the north of the enclave amid fierce battles with Hamas-led fighters. Palestinian health officials said over 10 people had died in a fire near Al-Fallujah in Jabalia, the largest of Gaza's 8 historic refugee camps. Several were reported killed after a strike on Nusayrat camp. Missiles also reportedly hit houses in Khan Yunis and Gaza City. Jabalia has been the focus of an Israeli offensive for more than 10 days. Israel's military has now encircled the camp there and sent tanks to nearby towns. They've said their aim is to stamp out Hamas fighters who are trying to regroup there and have told residents to evacuate. But the UN said the military appear to be, quote, cutting off North Gaza completely from the rest of the Gaza Strip.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reporting. The UN Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an investigation into an Israeli airstrike that killed at least 22 people in northern Lebanon. At a news briefing in Geneva, UN Human Rights spokesman Jeremy Lawrence told reporters the agency received reports that 12 women and 2 children were among those killed in a Monday strike in the village of Aito.
We understand it was a 4-story residential building that was struck. With these factors in mind, we have real concerns with respect to IHL, so the laws of war, and principles of distinction, precaution, and proportionality.
Lawrence said the Human Rights Office is calling for a prompt, independent, and thorough investigation into the incident. Video and pictures from the scene of the strike show rubble where the building once stood as emergency workers searched for human remains. This is VOA News. A recent Associated Press investigation revealed a labor shortage has prompted Russia to recruit young African women to work in a factory producing drones for use in the Ukraine conflict. The AP report found the young Africans, ages 18 to 22, were lured to Russia by a massive social media campaign that promised them free airfare and a work-study program in fields like hospitality and catering. However, some of them learned only after arriving in Russia's Tatarstan region that they would be toiling in a factory assembling thousands of Iranian-designed attack drones to be launched in Ukraine. AP correspondent Emma Burrows said she interviewed one of the women who worked in the factory who said she was shocked to find she would be assembling drones.
She said the chemicals she had to use to make the drone left small holes on her face because she lacked protective gear. Some women said they liked working at the plant and that the paying conditions were good. But others said they weren't paid what they expected and had to work very long hours.
The report said Russia's been recruiting women from places like Uganda, Rwanda, Kenya, South Sudan, Sierra Leone, and Nigeria, as well as the South Asian country of Sri Lanka. The report was based on leaked documents obtained by a Washington, D.C.-based research institute. The White House Tuesday announced plans to provide up to $750 million in direct funding to Wolfspeed, a company that makes a key component of computer chips. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Wolfspeed has a new silicon carbide factory in North Carolina. Silicon carbide enables computer chips to be more efficient. Last year, President Joe Biden spoke at Wolfspeed, saying the company would help the U.S. outcompete China. The Wolfspeed facility, which opened earlier this year, is in a swing state county that's undergoing rapid economic expansion, in large part because of incentives provided by the Biden-Harris administration. And two of the company's projects are estimated to create some 2,000 manufacturing jobs as part of a more than $6 billion expansion. Donna Warder, Washington.
11 months after the U.S. National Zoo in Washington, D.C. sent its 3 wildly popular pandas back to China, a new pair of the bear-like mammals, eventually bound for the National Zoo, arrived Tuesday at the Dulles International Airport in suburban Virginia. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
A statement from the China Wildlife Conservation Association reads, food prepared for the trip includes cornbread, bamboo and carrots, as well as water and medicine. Adding, the partnership between China and the U.S. will make new contributions in protecting global biodiversity and enhance the friendship of the people from the two nations. It's unclear exactly when the bears will arrive in Washington, but there will likely be an extended quarantine period before they're introduced to the public. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.